Next time I won't have to be begged so hard. I'll remember those black rabbits with the black coffin on their shoulders, and I'll take the glass and, poof, down it will go.
Come here now, and tell me how it came about that you found yourselves in the hands of the assassins.
It happened that Fire Eater gave me 5 gold pieces to give to my father, but on the way I met a fox and a cat, who asked me, "Do you want the 5 pieces to become 2,000? And I said, "Yes." And they said, "Come with us to the Field of Wonders." And I said, "Let's go." Then they said, "Let us stop at the Inn of the Red Lobster for dinner, and after midnight we'll set out again." We ate and went to sleep. When I awoke, they were gone, and I started out in the darkness all alone. On the road I met 2 assassins dressed in black coal sacks, who said to me, "Your money or your life?" And I said, "I haven't any money," for, you see, I had put the money under my tongue. One of them tried to put his hand in my mouth, and I bit it off and spat it out, but it wasn't a hand, it was a cat's paw. And they ran after me, and I ran and ran, till at last they caught me and tied my neck with a rope and hanged me to a tree, saying, "Tomorrow we'll come back for you, and you'll be dead, and your mouth will be open, and then we'll take the gold pieces that you have hidden under your tongue."
"Where are the gold pieces now?" the fairy asked.